This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Off we go to Europe. We're in Amsterdam with Professor Dion Foster out there from Vrije Universiteit in Amsterdam. Tomorrow he's packing his bags, taking his soapbox, and he's going to Italy where he's going to be reciting the Book of Romans to the locals. Good morning, Dion.
Brad, yeah. I was hoping that I might get to meet the new Pope, but you know, I mean, it seems he's busy or something, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, Brad, this is our first, since we've been here, our first little European holiday.
Nice.
Since we're in the region, we are trying to make the most of our surroundings. So we managed to get some budget flights and we're off to Rome for a week, which is amazing.
Good. As long as you remind them that nothing can separate them from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. That's what we were dealing with just before we played that song. So we're taking the book of Romans to the Romans. Dion, you know, often, and I mentioned this earlier in the program as well, you know, for those moms that will do whatever it takes, get to school and realize that important book that was needed for that important thing wasn't brought along. And there are some moms will say, turn around and go and fetch it again. Sometimes they won't and let us learn our lesson, but sometimes we just have to say a lot of the successes we've had in our lives and the great moments are because there was a mom behind us that was not only doing the right thing, but was on her knees.
Brad, absolutely. So this week, Christians around the world have been remembering Susanna Wesley. So I'll say a bit more about her. But the reason it was this week is that Susanna Wesley passed away on the 23rd of July, 1742. And so on the 23rd of July, you know, Methodists and others, Salvation Armyists, people from the Church of the Nazarene who are in this Wesleyan Methodist tradition often remember Susanna Wesley. Now, of course, for Methodists and Wesleyans, John and Charles Wesley are these well-known figures. John was this very charismatic revivalist preacher, a nonconformist, you know, who renewed the Church of England and started what became the Methodist movement. And of course, for those of us who use hymn books, regardless of the language, even here in the Netherlands, I encounter them, but certainly in French, in English, in German, we often sing the hymns of Charles Wesley, who was a very famous and well-known hymn writer. But neither of these gentlemen began with themselves. Both of them were the sons of Susanna Wesley. And she was a truly, truly remarkable woman. She was the 25th of 25 children. Can you imagine that? And she was a very, you know, can you imagine being the youngest of 25? Oh, my goodness. When I read that, I thought, that's quite remarkable. So she was very headstrong. Her father was a nonconformist minister, and she, at the age of 13, decided she wanted to join the Church of England, what in South Africa we'd know as the Anglican Church. And she went on to marry an Anglican priest, but he was a bit of a difficult guy, Samuel Wesley. He was known to gamble and to drink, and so ended up a couple of times in his life in debtor's prison, and that left Susanna and her 10 children. She had 19 children, of which 10 survived. It left her and her 10 children destitute at times. And at times, you know, she was such a remarkable woman of faith that when he was away, she began leading just informal Bible studies, which at the time, you can imagine, in the 17th, 18th centuries was completely, you know, unexpected for a woman to take this kind of responsibility in a very patriarchal world. And her services became so, well attended that they were larger than the church services.
Wow.
At one stage, she had 200 people that were coming on a Sunday to listen to her preach when, you know, her husband was in debtor's prison and the bishop had sent some young curate to preach and, you know, there'd be three or four people in church and 200 in her service. But what was also remarkable about her, Brad, was that, you know, she at that stage gave equal education to both her sons and her daughters. So she had seven daughters and three sons. And she would devote an hour to each of them each week, personal prayer time, you know, just praying, blessing them, sowing into their lives. But she taught all of them Greek and Hebrew and Latin and philosophy and history. Can
Wow.
you imagine a mother doing that? So these children, went on to be remarkable people in their own lives. And of course, John and Charles Wesley credit the founding of this movement, this revival movement, renewal movement in the church, with the influence of their mother. So Methodism, this term Methodist, which we take for granted today, was initially a kind of a mocking term. They said, look how methodical these John and Charles and what was known as the Holy Club, a sort of derisive term, are. They pray, they fast, they read the Bible, they serve the poor, they visit the prisoners. Look how methodical they are. And they eventually said, you know what, that's actually quite right. Our spirituality is quite disciplined, and we learned that from our mother. And later on, when Methodism became this sort of movement where people were accountable to one another for their giving, for their prayer, for their growth in holiness, they adopted that term. And Susanna Wesley, I think, can truly be credited as the mother of John and Charles Wesley, the true founder of Methodism, which spread throughout the world, and as I mentioned, led to the birth of the Salvation Army, the Church of the Nazarene, the Methodists, the Wesleyans, and has had such an influence. So here was one woman in a time when women were not recognized, who'd suffered the loss of nine of her children, who had 10 remaining, a difficult husband, and just through her faithfulness, her discipline in Christ, she changes the world. I was inspired by that.
Yeah, it sometimes it just takes one. It almost feels as if how many Susanna Wesleys are there? They might not be as influential in this space as she was, but doing something great in their space. And it feels like these come around sort of like once in a generation, or maybe they are. Then they're the quiet ones that are doing incredible things in the family, raising competent and confident and godly young men and women out there as well that might never make a story several hundred years later, on a radio program. But, let's celebrate those that are quietly going about what God has called them to do. And makes me like massively appreciative of praying, hardworking moms and grannies out there, Dion.
Brad, absolutely. And I'm glad you pivot to that, because that, for me, was the thing that sort of struck me. What God wants, I think, in the world is not more prominent Christians, but more faithful Christians. And people like Susanna Wesley, I mean, she never knew what would become of her children. All she wanted to do was, in her daily life, in what was placed before her, to say, I want to do this to the honor of Christ and to form and bless others. And God uses that, So whether today it's in your kitchen, or turning back to drop that book at school, or whether it's on a Zoom meeting, honor Christ in everything and make him your priority. And let's see how he uses that to change the world.
Yeah, what a beautiful story this morning. And maybe if you want to go and find out more about this impressive lady, you can Google her. Your computer will explode. There's much appreciation and much to say about this lady as well. Dion, thanks for your time. I enjoy opening our minds up to these things that we might not have otherwise known. And you go and have yourself one magnificent holiday. Relax. And if there's an opportunity to put your feet up, go and see some beautiful things that you've never seen before. And we can't wait to hear all about it. And we're going to keep our eyes on the socials to see your pics.
Wonderful, my friend. Well, bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye then.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.